Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys track coach Greg Wickett. The Humboldt boys track team began practice for the 2024 season this week. I caught up with Wickett to discuss his thoughts on last year and the upcoming season.
I thought we had a good year last year. You know, we were pretty young. We had a lot of freshmen and sophomores that were contributing to what we were doing. So, you know, to have a successful year with a young team last year, that was good to see. You know, and going forward here, we're expecting big things from the little guys.
Now, looking to this year, who are some of the returners that have caught your eye early so far throughout the preseason?
So far, you know, it's just the same guys that were qualified to stay with last year, most of them. You know, obviously Mason Van Pelt and Jackson Dot and Keegan Grove and Cohen Madsen, they're all returners at state experience amongst the other guys. And for the most part, those are the same guys we're going to be counting on this year. The seniors are, you know, Lance Coon's back out this year. He was injured last year most of the year. He's a senior this year. We're looking for good things for him. He was on that state championship team medley team a few years ago. So he's going to be one of our leaders going in early. This is middle distance guys that are seniors as well. You know, you got guys like Austin Little, Jaden Van Pelt. You got Mason Brown back out this year. Jaden Hansen, those are all guys that you're going to count on.
Are there any newcomers that have burst on the scene here so far?
It's hard to tell really early. You know, we're only about a week into practice now.
And Coach, speaking of first week of practice, you're in the throes of it right now. How has this first week been seeing guys returning back to the track this year?
Cold. I mean, we're trying to just get our legs under it. Early in the year, you're trying to build a little base that you can work off of. And so it's just getting back in that routine of after school running some and getting the routine of drills and the lifting and some of that stuff. And that's where we're at right now. It's a slow process, it seems like. You know, you'd like to jump in and start running some meets, but their legs aren't ready quite yet. So we've got to cut them loose here in about a week.
And Coach, what has the message been this first week to your athletes?
Well, the older guys, it's just getting back in the routine. You know, younger guys figuring out what the routine is. You got to build your leg. It's the key to the whole thing, bro. Build yourself up without getting hurt. That's such a tough thing when we're talking about a lot of running. You know, you tend to run yourself into some injuries if you go too quick, if you don't do it the right way. Like a plantar fasciitis or even just shin splints or something. Some overuse type injury that just nags at you all year. So one of our biggest messages is early to them. If you feel something coming on, you got to let us know. Pretty much nothing we haven't seen as far as injury, overuse injury stuff. And there's ways you can handle it. One of the ways you don't handle it is just to suck it up and work, push through it. That's kind of a recipe in track and field that you lose it for the whole year if you try to do that. So pay attention to your body, listen to your body, take care of things before they become too big a problem.
As far as the conference season this year, have you had a chance to gauge where the conference is and where you're looking at this year, the outlook?
Based on what they did last year, obviously Clear Lake's been a big powerhouse in the last few years, and Algona's getting back to where they were when they had won 10 in a row. Those two teams are going to be the ones to beat this year. You know, it's tough to see exactly what they've got until you get out there and watch them run a little bit, but we've got a good group of kids that have been there. You know, our junior class has had a lot of kids have a lot of success in the track and field, and they're the ones that are talking about it more than I am. Can you win a conference championship with the guys that are there? It's hard to tell. Yeah, I know that those guys have big goals. You know, we have big goals. I'd like to think that we could be in the conference race, you know, but you know, everything has to go just right. Again, it's hard to tell. You know, one kid from another school can make a pretty big difference. If you get one kid that wins 3 or 4 events at a conference track, that's 40 points you have to overcome. We don't have that kid yet. You know, we've had him in the past. You know, it's tough to win conference meet unless you have just one hammer kid that can score a ton of points by themselves. We've got a really good team aspect of what we're doing. We've got good kids that are going to be well balanced. But do we have the kid that's going to win the 100, the 200, the 400, and then anchor the 4x1 for us? We don't have that kid. You know, we'll see how it shakes out. You know, sometimes depth can overcome that. And we do have good depth this year. You know, we've got a lot of kids that have some talent. You really don't know where it's going to shake out until you start seeing other kids run.
Your season's going to be coming up here right around the corner as you taking some athletes down to Iowa State to begin the season.
Yeah, you know, in recent years, we've gone to it before, but it's been a while. You know, some of the kids were wanting to get some good competition early. Some of those state qualified kids from last year. And we decided that, you know, maybe Iowa State would be a good shot for some of those kids to get some of that competition. Times that you've got with the more on the elite side kids, you're constantly looking for somebody for them to run against. You know, we've got a couple kids that are kind of like that. We've got, you know, Mason Van Pelt's a really good 800 runner. He's going to come down there around 2 flat. For him to get to run against kids that are similar to him, kind of a challenge sometimes. That's a good need. Everybody will be there. He'll be pushed. But we've got him. I know we've got Carlson is coming back in the long jump. He is a really good long jumper, and for him to compete against some of those top long jumpers in the state. That'll only help him along too. And I mean, our shuttle hurdle, I think, should be pretty solid again. They've got high expectations and goals. They'd really like to make the finals of the state track meet this year. And they're right on the edge. Last year, they had a great year. Most of them only sophomores. So the more we can get those guys exposed to good competition, I think the better it's going to be for them.
You've got the home meet as well coming up here in mid-March. Is there a lot of excitement with the program, knowing that that's only a few weeks away?
Yeah, you know, we're obviously really lucky to have the rec over there and have an indoor track. It's not even just for training purposes, but to have that hopefully that early meet in March, that's a huge advantage over everybody else, too. So we're going to get a good competition over there. You know, it's been a fun meet. If there's people out there that haven't gone to that meet, stick your head in and see what it's all about. Kids working hard in one of the best facilities in the state, and to see that going on in our hometown is really exciting. Again, we're super lucky to have that just right across the street.
Well, Coach, want to wish you best of luck here in the upcoming track season and looking forward to seeing the athletes out on the track competing.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys track coach Greg Wickett. The boys track team begins their season on Thursday when they compete at Iowa State. The first home meet of the year for the team is March 15th at the Humboldt Rec Center. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.